So the next point is for theme and direction. So why is it so important to have theme and direction? Yeah, so people can follow where you're going.
所以观众才有办法, 知道你是在往哪个方向走。
Sorry, Jeff, well, this thing came off again. I think this thing is not for Asian ears. My ears are too small. You know? Oh, that feels better. Okay, thank you. Okay, so the reason why we need to have theme and direction is, you know, so people can follow us. Right.
所以我们要有主题跟方向的原因是因为我们需要 观众知道我们要往哪里去才能跟着我们走。
If we're leading Bible study
所以我们在带领查经,
or giving a sermon
或是在讲道,
and we have no theme and direction, then people will be all over the place.
那我们没有主题也没有方向, 那大家就会随便乱走。
And most of the time we always make this mistake.
那大部分的时候我们都会 犯这个错误。
For example, Sister Grace, if I ask you, describe a house to me, describe a house. I never seen a house before.
比如说我们问Grace姐妹, 为我描述一个房子, 我从来没有看过房子。
Describe a house to me.
你要怎么描述一个房子?
Okay. Oh, give the address of the house, okay?
那我会给你这个房子颜色有几层楼, 然后我会给你房子的住址。
Okay. But if I never seen a house before, I ask you, please describe me what a house look like.
但是如果我从来没有看过这个房子或者屋子长什么样子, 我问你说,
and you say, okay,
房子长什么样子?
What do you want to know? One story, two story, three stories, right?
那你就跟我说, 你要知道一层楼, 两层楼, 还是三层楼的。
But even then, even one story, two story, three stories, the house must look like a house, right?
但是就算你讲一层楼, 两层楼, 三层楼, 这个房子还是要看起来像房子。
So if I never seen a house before, how you describe a house to me?
所以如果我从来没有看过房子, 你要怎么去描述房子?
Okay, house sit on the ground, okay?
所以这个房子会在地上,
okay? Okay, have walls.
那这个屋体是有四个墙壁。
Okay, okay.
那前面有个门。
Okay.
那有几个窗户, yeah. 然后一个屋顶。
Okay, so far, right? If I never seen a house before, and Sister Grace sees describe a house to me.
如果从来没有看过屋子, 那Grace姐妹让帮我这样子描述。
First, it must be on a foundation, right? Okay, foundation.
这必须在一个根基上面。
And from foundation, there's a wall.
那从这个根基上来，就这个地基就有一个这个墙壁。
Or there's walls, right? There's walls.
或者有几个墙壁。
Then there's a roof.
然后再来就屋顶。
And that is very good.
那这是非常好的。
That is a house.
这个就是一个房子。
So if I never see a house before and you just draw a roof and then walls, then found on a foundation, then I know, oh, this is what house look like. Right?
如果从来没有看过房子, 那你跟我描述说房子就是有屋顶,有墙壁, 然后有一个这个地基, 那我就知道说房子长什么样子。
Okay, sister, now after there's a roof, there's foundation and there's walls, and describe a house to me now.
所以我们已经有屋顶,有墙壁,又有地基, 那可以继续再描述房子。
Okay, there are many rooms. Okay.
有时候有很多房间.
Okay, open. Okay. 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 Okay.
有个厨房, 煮饭的地方,
okay.
厕所.
Yes, okay, that's good. Okay. So now, in the house, there's kitchen, there's restroom, and there's bedroom.
所以现在我们说房子里面有厨房,有浴室,又有卧房。
So if a house without a bedroom, you really cannot call it a house, right?
所以一个房子如果没有卧房，我们就不能称为房子。
If a house without a kitchen, it's really not a house, right?
一个房子如果没有厨房，也不是房子。
If the house without a bathroom, yeah, it's it's an old house. And that's very good, right? Okay. Now, brother. Okay, now describe house again.
Right?
Yes, add on, right?
加上更多的这个细节。
OK.
房子里面有这个电视。
OK.
有音响。
OK.
那有一个这个池子。
So if this house with no flat screen TV, no surround sound, right, and no pond, would it still be a house?
那如果一个房子没有这些东西，还是房子吗？
Yes, it would, right? So if that's the case, then when we talk about the house, then it's not too good description for the house, right?
所以如果我们只在讲怎么描述房子的话, 可能这些细节并不是最好的方法来描述。
Actually, what I'm trying to tell you that when you talk about theme and direction,
所以我是想跟大家说，我们在讲主题跟方向的时候,
most of us who beginning to give sermon or lead Bible study always make the same mistakes.
我们如果刚开始来带领查经，或是刚开始讲道的时候，经常都会犯同样的错误。
For example, when we describe a house,
比如说我们在描述房子的时候,
we say, "Oh, there's a roof."
我们就说房子有屋顶,
and then there's a stove.
那房子有屋顶，又有这个炉子,
then there's a toilet.
那又有一个马桶。
It's all from the house, right?
这些都是房子里面的东西。
But what kind of theme is it?
但是主题是什么?
What kind of direction is it?
方向是什么?
If you say this, what? If you say there's a roof,
我们说房子有屋顶。
And there's and then there's a there's what, the kitchen, there's a kitchen, I mean a stove, there's stove, and then there's toilets.
再有马桶。
Is that a good way to lead people to know about a house?
这是带领人认识一个房子好方法吗？
Okay, when I tell you these three things, that's why you're all confused, right? Because actually, when I tell you these three things, everything that I tell you is all separate from different. Is a house, but unless you really know what a house looks like. And then when you describe these three things, then you know, oh, it's a house. And a roof is not necessary is for a house. And a toilet is not necessary in a house. We have toilets outside on the street, right? Those one of those toilet thingy.
那马桶也不一定是在房子里面, 因为有时候那个马桶也会在这个房子之外。
So in other words, when we give a sermon,
所以我们在讲道的时候,
or leading Bible study,
或是带领查经的时候,
okay, when you talk about a room in the house, for example,
当我们在讲一个房子里面的房间,
now I'm talking about a kitchen.
现在我们在讲厨房。
Kitchens have bed inside there.
那厨房里面有床。
What do you think?
你会怎么说呢?
I'm like, what do you mean kitchen have, why your kitchen have a bed inside there?
你会问说, right? 为什么你的厨房里面有一张床?
But if I say there's a bed inside the kitchen area, right? What are you thinking?
但是如果说在厨房里面有一张床, 你会怎么去想?
Not a bedroom, is too, right? But usually, when do you see a bed in the kitchen?
那你什么时候会看到 这个厨房里面放一张床
在纽约，会在这种很小的公寓里面，studio的公寓才会有。 So in other words, if we give sermon and we have to let people guess what it is, then the sermon is not good.
如果我们讲道的时候, 这个观众还要猜测我们在讲什么, 那这个就不是很好的一个讲道。
So for example, when you talk about, you know, let's talk about kitchen.
比如说我们在讲厨房。
What's inside the kitchen?
厨房里面有什么?
Yes, refrigerator.
冰箱.
What else?
还有什么?
A sink, right? Okay. A stove. You see the theme, right? There's the same theme throughout this whole thing. Why? Because the kitchen have, you know, sink, stove, and what's the refrigerator?
那我们知道这厨房里面有这几样东西.
Right? When given sermon, quite often we jump from one thing to the other. Always, right?
但是经常我们讲到的时候，我们都从一样东西跳到另外一样东西。
And that's why during Bible leading, during Bible study, everybody is so confused.
所以有时候在带领查经的时候，这个 在查经里面的这些人才会觉得这么迷惑。
We try to think of what that person is talking about.
他们就会想说，这个人到底在说什么？
And let's go to the next slide, please.
那我们到下一片。
Purpose and goal, right?
那我们再来要知道这个目的跟目标。
You know, when we give a sermon,
我们在讲道的时候
，never use the pulpit for our own goal, right? What we want, right?
我们绝对不能把这个讲台用来来达到我们自己的目的。
For example, that brother did something bad to me, so next week I'm on the pulpit, he's gonna get it.
比如说啊、如果有一个一位弟兄有冒犯我，那我就想说，好，下一次我在讲台上，我一定要用讲台来攻击他。
Even though this is very funny, but people actually use the pulpit actually to chastise other, people and stuff like that, right?
那虽然现在听起来也很好笑，但是其实际上这是有发生的，就是有弟兄姐妹是用这个讲台来攻击其他弟兄姐妹。
For example, if in Houston Church there's two groups, right?
比如说在休斯顿教会，如果有两组人
，and one group believe in this and the other group do not believe in it, right?
那如果有一组人相信一件东西，另外一组不相信。
So when you give sermon,
所以你讲道的时候
，for example, they are fighting between should we put skylight on the roof or not, right?
那如果这两组人在吵说我们应该在这个屋顶上装一个天窗还是不要装天窗
？And when we give sermon,
我们讲到的时候
，should we try to resolve, the differences between the two groups？
我们是不是想要在讲到的时候化解这两组人的这些不同的意见
？What do you guys think？
你们觉得呢？
Okay, that's a view of God's time.
就这么做的话，是我们在滥用神的时间。
Of course, you thinking, okay, the two groups are not working in unity, so you try to, come up and use God's word, right? To be able to let people work together and stuff like that, right?
那可能你想说，因为有这两组人，他们彼此不和谐，所以你要用这个讲台，用神的道来让他们和谐。
What do you guys think?
但是你们觉得这样子好吗？
What do you guys think?
你们的感想是什么？
I see homiletics 101.
其实这个讲道学最基础的教
训。If there's something hard going on in church, you leave it alone.
如果教会里面有一个现在正在争吵的一个话题，你就绝对不要去碰。
Even you give such a beautiful sermon, but if there's two sides on certain things, people going to say, oh, you're on that side, you're on this side, you're on that side. Then you're going to fight with the both groups, really. It's like it happened many times already.
就算你讲最漂亮的一篇道理，如果这个话题有两队人在争吵的话，一定会有一方人会说你是另外一方的。那这已经在教会里面发生很多次。
For example, one time this family, they had an argument.
比如说有一次有一个家族，他们有这个家族的吵架。
Because what happened when one of the relative dies, the inheritance was not allocated properly, right?
那他们这个家族里面会有这个吵架的原因，是因为其中一个这个家人过世之后，他的这个遗产没有很公平的来分配。
So one of the families feel that was unfair, was going to sue that other family, right?
所以这个家族里面其中一个家庭就觉得他们没有受到公平的待遇，就想要去告另外一个家庭。
So a speaker go up and said, "Oh, you know, as brother, you should not sue one another."
那就有讲人上台就讲说，我们身为弟兄姐妹，不应该彼此来在法庭上
Is that biblical or not?
来奉告。那这是有圣经根据的吗？
Yes, it is, right?
这是有圣经根据的。
But you think when that person, the speaker say that, you think the family who's, who sued our family, you think they're happy?
但是你想说，讲人在讲这个题目的时候，那个正要去告另外一个家庭，那个家庭会感到高兴吗？
Even you speaking the truth.
就算你是讲真理。
But that was not the right time.
但是那不是正确的时机。
So that's why when we're talking about, when the situation going on in church, yes, we know about it, right? But at the same time, we don't use the pulpit, right, to, go on this side, to go on that side. We should never do it like that.
所以有时候就算教会里面有发生一些事情，我们都知道这些事情在发生当中，但是我们不能用讲台来赞成其中一边。
So that's why when we are clear, when we have purpose and goal.
所以如果我们有一个很明确的这个题目这个目标跟目的。
Our purpose and goal when we give sermon is always to edify brothers and sisters.
我们讲道的这个目的永远是要来造就弟兄姐妹。
Especially if you are sister, you come to give sermon, right?
尤其如果你是姐妹要来讲道的话。
Because sisters, when you give sermon and you try to tell people what to do, it doesn't come out the same.
因为如果姐妹讲道的时候，又想要告诉会众怎么去做一件事情的时候，这个讲出来就会就不是很容易被接受。
Maybe some sisters say, hey, that's not fair. Why? Why? Why can't a brother go up and tell the congregation do this, do that, and sister cannot, right?
那有些姐妹可能就会说，这不公平，为什么有些弟兄就可以上台，然后来叫会众做一些事情，那姐妹就不能同样的做呢？
Why do you think that is?
你想说为什么？
If a sister come out and give sermon, right? Yeah, you know, congregation must repent, we must do this, do that. And why it doesn't sound appropriate? Why?
如果一个姐妹上台，然后讲到是讲一些教训性的这些道理，讲说会众必须要悔改，然后为什么这个不是正确的呢？
You think it's, is it okay?
这样子可以吗？
Okay, why not, right? Why can't a sister,
为什么不可以?
You know, say something to the whole congregation, right? Why not?
为什么姐妹不能在讲台上说这些话呢？
What do you guys think?
你们觉得如何呢？
Is it okay then?
这是可以的吗？
Actually, if you learn from the women in the Bible,
其实如果我们从圣经里面的这些妇女来学习,
they never use harsh words to correct others, right?
他们从来不会用很重的这个言语来纠正其他人。
Actually, women, their strength is through love.
因为妇女的这个优点是他们的强项是来,
and their strength is through humility.
是相爱, 那他们的,
to humility. Their strength is also humility.
那他们的强项也是这个有这个很谦卑的态度。
You can see, remember when David wanted to kill, you know, what is it? Abigail's husband, his name is what?
Nabal.
Nabal, right? His name means foolish, right?
那比如像这个亚比家，大卫要去杀亚比家的先生拿巴。
If Abigail went against David, right, and you know, say, hey, you should not kill my husband, right? This and that, right?
如果亚比家直接跑去大卫说，你不应该杀我的。
What do you think David would do?
你想说大卫应该会怎么去做呢？
I think David would destroy everybody.
我想说那时候可能大卫会把他们整个家族摧毁。
Abigail, she's full of wisdom, right?
但是这个亚比家充满了智慧。
But see, when she talked to David, right?
所以他跟大卫是说话的时候。
She used humility.
他是很谦卑的去跟他讲。
She used. Yes, 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 yes. That love. Yeah.
他还先拿书给他，我们可以看出他的爱心。
So I would actually, women, we much when we give up to give sermon or share, there's a certain way to share that it can be very effective than just being like a man. Because God created us differently, right?
换句话说，当姐妹讲道的时候，要分享一些道理的时候，可以用不同的方法。那这是神造男人跟女人不同的一点。
And the same thing as young minister. Right?
身为年轻的这个圣职人员也是一样。
So during the minister workshop, they asked me to lead something. Do you think I talk to like, you know, the audience, right? Which is the elders, the senior minister. You think I talk to them, you know, just like I talk to the SSC students? Of course not.
像在这个圣职人员的这个讲集会的时候，他们排我，这些长老排我要来讲道的时候，我对这些长职。 长老讲道的时候，你想说我会对他们跟像对小学生讲话一样吗？
Is that mean we are more inferior than them? No, it's not.
是说我们比他们更 低微吗？ 绝对不是。
But we use wisdom.
但是我们要用智慧。
So that's why my wife, you don't see her giving sermon, right?
所以你才会看到说我太太不会在台上讲道。
See, my, thank God she's not here, but my wife, she's very gifted in giving sermon, right?
但其实我太太是很有讲道的恩赐。
Actually, she's a very good speaker, right?
她也是很好的一个讲人。But
actually, I don't allow her very much to give sermons. Right?
但是我不让她在台上讲道。And
why?
为什么呢？
Because for her, she can do so many other works besides giving sermons. Really?
因为对她来说，她可以做好多不同的工作。And,
you know, not because, the thing is, if she's, yeah, okay, this is a long story, but the thing is for women to tell men what to do, actually biblically, actually it's not appropriate.
那这个故事很长，所以我就不再继续。但是按照圣经来看的话，其实一个女人教训这个男人并不是很好的。
Women don't, you guys don't agree, right?
那可能在座很多女士不是同意。
But between wife and husband?
但是在这个太太跟先生之间的关系。
In private?
在私底下的时候
My wife tell you what to do all the time.
我太太经常告诉我应该要怎么做的事情
and it's fun.
那这样子是没关系的
I mean, I really, you know, when I say I'm the head and she always say, Rudy, I'm the neck. And it's very true, right? She's the neck. She turned me, really, as a head.
所以我每次跟我太太说我是这个一家的头她就会说你别忘记我是这个镜子。
No, if I give sermon and brother and sister, oh, Rudy, maybe your sermon today is not so edifying. I say, okay, thank you. Right.
所以如果我讲到完，我太太就会跟我说，也许你今天讲的这个道理并不是
很教授人。If my wife says to me, oh, Rudy, your sermon sounds edifying, then oh, I be crying, you know.
那如果我太太有一天跟我说，我讲的道理讲的很
，Because her words weigh so much upon me, right?
讲的很好，很有造就性，那我就会流泪，因为
in public.
因为他讲的话对我来说
是
很有重量，但是在这公众场合，太太总是要尊敬这个先生。
Even though some of you are very smart than your husband, right? More smart than your husband, right?
虽然可能很多太太都比他们先生还要更聪明。
But in public, actually, there's a certain way to carry ourselves.
但是在公众的场合，我们有这个
So in other words, it doesn't mean that women cannot give sermon. It doesn't mean that.
所以不是说姐妹不能讲道。
Really, as A lot of time when young minister come out to become a pastor.
很多时候，当这个年轻的这个传道人出来的时候
，When we preach,
我们讲道的时候
，There's a certain way to preach.
都有一种讲道的方法。
We cannot preach that kind of, you know, telling the congregation what to do all the time, isn't that? Because when you're only 20 something years old, when you do that, nobody really listen. It's just the way it is.
我们在讲道的时候就不能用这些教训性的这个方法，因为才二十几岁的人怎么可以去教训会众呢
？So we talk about you know different purpose for different people, right?
所以我们讲到说，对不同人有不同的目的。
So it doesn't mean that women cannot give up give sin, but you must use your wisdom.
所以不是说姐妹不能讲道，但是姐妹讲道的时候必须也要用智慧。
And young workers also, you must use your wisdom.
那年轻的工人也必须要用智慧。
I remember one time we went to visit We went to visit an elder. He was a pastor like 50 years.
那我记得有一次我们去拜访一个这个年长的这个一个长老，他已经
And we have a TT. I was a TTP student. There's not a person a TTP student, right?
他已经当过传道，当了五十多年。那我跟另外一个神学生去看他。
So when we go to visit this elder, right?
所以我们去看这个长老的时候
，As TTP student, what should we do?
身为神学生，我们应该怎么去做
？What should we do?
我们应该做什么呢
？And there's a senior pastor with us too. Go with us, right?
那跟我们去了。跟我们去拜访这个长老是一个资深的传道。
What should we do?
所以我们应该怎么做呢
？Really, as what should we do as students?
身为学生，我们应该做什么
？Anybody know? Yes, the most important when you go there, we listen. Right, listen.
所以，身为学生，我们去拜访这个长老的时候，我们最重要的就是要去听。
But the other TTP students, when they get in, he start talking. So the elders and the senior minister don't even have a chance to talk. He keep talking, right?
但是跟我去的另外一个神学生，一进到这个屋子里面的时候，他就变成说，他一直是他在说话，所以这个资深的传道跟这个长老都没有机会来说任何东西。
And after he talk about half an hour, and then he just fell asleep.He fell asleep on the couch, you know.
他讲了三十分钟之后，他就在沙发上睡着了。
Oh, the senior minister was so upset with him during that time.
那时候，这个资深的传道就很生对这个另外神学生很生气。
The reason I took both of you there was to learn, right? To learn from this elder, not to teach this elder something, right?
那这个资深传道就跟我们说。我带你们两个来看这个拜访这个传道是要从他来学习，不是来教训他。
Different purpose for different people.
所以对不同的人有不同的目的。
And have a clear topic will give clear goal and direction.
所以如果有一个很明确的主题，就会有一个很明确的目
标。Topic is also really important, right?
所以这个主题也是很重要的。
For example, if we put a topic up there, what don't we want to use as topics?
所以我们在选题目的时候，我们要避免哪些题目
？But Andrew, what do you think? What kind of topic we want to stay away from?
我们要避免哪些题目
？Like what? Like current events? Like okay, Yeah, okay. Like politics, right?
不要用一些政治的话题
做题目。So you want to stay away from that, right?
就你要避免政治的话题。
And what else?
还有什么题目呢？
Okay, like what? Like what? God saves, right? There's only one true God. That is controversial too, right?
那有些话题也是会惹人生气，像如果讲独一真神，这也是很难让人接受的。
What kind of other, what's the other thing?
这是哪一种题目我们不应该要去避免呢？
Okay, first, never put Satan's name up there.
第一，选题目的时候绝对不要用撒旦的名字。
You know, really? And for example, oh, Satan is cast down to the bottomless pit. Actually, even you say Satan is cast down to the bottomless pit, he's not worthy to put him as a topic up there.
就算如果 你题目想要讲说撒旦被丢到这个无底坑里面，撒旦的名字也不配用在这个主题上面。
So this means for 15 minutes for an hour, people see it as Satan, right? Satan, right?
因为如果你题目选成说撒旦被丢到无底坑，大概这个讲到的50分钟，会众就一直看到这个撒旦的名字。
And another thing, don't use like love songs. You know, like there's some title love song. You know, you put there, you think it, you know, I don't know what some of the love songs that
那也不要故意选一些这个流行歌曲或者情歌的这个歌名当做题目。
Like, you take my breath away, something like that.
好像想说什么呢？很肉麻的一些东西。
Then you talk about the Holy Spirit, you know.
因为你选这些很肉麻的这些。
So there's some instant things like that, right?
歌名，那你要讲圣灵就很奇怪。
But you want to be creative, you want to, you know, to combine the worldly things with the topic and stuff like that, right? So that's what you kind of thing you put, right?
因为有时候你会想说你要有创意一点，故意把这个世俗的东西跟这个圣经的东西混合在一起。
For example, the topic you lost that love and feeling.Right.
比如说，如果你讲说你失去这个爱的感觉
，you know it's from a song, right?
你知道这是一个
yeah.
这其实是这个流行歌曲里面的歌词。
And what they're going to talk about?
那如果你讲到的话，又要讲什么呢？如果你用这个题目
，What do you think this topic they're going to talk about?
你想说这个题目会讲什么
？Yes, lukewarm church, like how you lost your love.
就会讲说这个不冷不热的教会。
But even though it sounds cool and everything, but it's not appropriate, you know, to put it up there, right?
所以有时候就算听起来很有创意，但是这在这个教会的这个用意上不是很
好。Where can you find the best topic to put up there?
所以要在哪里可以找到最好的题目呢？
Yes, from the Bible.
从圣经里面。
Yeah, most of the topics you get from the Bible.
大部分的题目都是可以从圣经里面找出来。
But when you try to find topics, not to find something, you know, a topic must cause tension.
那你在找题目的时候，必须要找这个有
tension. Is like when you pull like something out, then it's going to come back again. That's tension, right?
会有张力的一些题目。
For example, this morning I could just put right.Goliath, I can just put David, right? Slain Goliath, right? I can just put like that, right?
比如像今天早上的题目，我是可以选这个大卫杀了哥利亚。
And if I put that topic on, many of you say, "Oh, I can talk about Goliath and David again."
但是很多人一看到这个题目就会想说啊，我们又要讲大卫跟哥利亚。
So I cause no tension. This means the minute you see the topic, you don't want to listen to me already.
那如果选这个题目的话，很多会这个信徒一看到就不想听了。
But did anyone know this morning when I put the battle in the valley of Elah? Did anybody know what I'm going to talk about?
但今天早上如果讲说这个以拉谷的这个战争，有多少人知道说我在要讲什么呢
？It worked, right? It worked, right?
所以这个题目就很有作用。
Because the minute you don't know what it is, I cause you to have tension and says, oh.What is he going to talk about?
因为你不晓得我要讲什么时候，我就制造这个张力，然后你就会。
But hopefully, when we go to First Samuel and then we talk about Goliath, oh, you don't go, oh, now I get talk about Goliath, right?
你就会感到有一点好奇，但是希望不是说我们一翻到撒母耳记上，你就会失去兴趣。
So topic is very important.
所以题目很重要。
If we put some kind of boring topic and stuff up there, people come and look at it, they don't want to listen to sermon.
如果你题目选一个很无聊的题目，那可能这个观众一进来看到就不想听。
But at the same time, it must be true to the Bible.
但同时，题目必须要有这个圣经根据。
A lot of time, you see a lot of church sign outside, right? And they try to get people to come to church, right?
很多时候你在这个在看到外教会上放外面放的招牌，他们因为想要吸引人来到他们教会。
Sometimes they put out there, come for the single night, right? Single night.
他们就会放一些奇怪的题目，像说，我们有个单身的这个活动。
God will bring you Adam and Eve to you if you come tonight, right?
你如果来我们教会聚会的话，神会把你的亚当夏娃带过来。
Then if you want to have a perfect date, come tonight, right? They put that kind of stuff on the bulletin board, right?
把他们放在他们看板上说，如果你想要最完美的这个约会，来到我们教会吧。
But for us, if we try to find, you know, something in the Bible.
但是如果我们试着在圣经里面找题目。
And for example, if I say, entreat me not to leave thee, right?
比如说，如果题目放为这个。 不要劝我离开你,
where's that from?
这是从哪里来的呢?
Huh? Ruth, right? Everybody know that's from Ruth, right?
这是从路德记,
and it sounds very beautiful, right?
就听起来很美,
but it's biblical.
但是这也是从圣经来的。
So that's why it's very important when you come up with topics, you must not find something that's so boring, right?
所以我们在找题目的时候，不要故意去找那些很无趣无聊的题目。
And let me see, what kind of topics that is quite boring, people don't want to listen to it.
所以我们先想想看哪些题目是
okay.
是很无聊, 大家不想听的题目。
For example, okay, Psalm 23.
比如说如果你题目就选为诗篇23篇。
What kind of topic, Cindy, sister, what do you think? How can you, if you're going to give a sermon, right?
如果你要讲到,
on Psalm 23, what do you
want to use? 你要讲这个诗篇23篇里面的道理, 你要用什么题目?
Huh? No, not boring. But it's something that excites us. We feel like we don't even know it's about Psalm
23.那如果你想要找一个对于这个诗篇23篇很有趣的这个题目，你要找什么标题呢？
Okay.
你要先给我时间祷告。Psalm
23 is very popular, right?
那诗篇23篇是非常有名的篇。
No, really. It's true. You can pray about it, right?
所以我们 也可以去祷告,
and to see what kind of topic God will give to us.
来看神会赐给我们什么题目。
Because if our topic is not catchy, it doesn't cause tension, then people sit in the audience feel that 80% of their heart is gone astray already. They don't want to listen already. It's like this.
因为如果我们的题目不引人注意，没有制造这个张力， 那很多人一坐下来，大概80%人就不会想要听。
Just like movies, right?
就好像电影一样,
some movies, either they become famous or not, actually it depends on their title, the movies, right?
有些电影, yeah. 他们会不会受欢迎是其实是看他们这个电影的电影名。
If the title is not so catchy to the audience, even the movie is good, sometimes you don't want to go and watch it, right? What kind of title is that, right?
如果电影的这个片名本身并不是很有趣，很无聊，那可能很多人就不会想去看。
So any thought, any question?
所以有任何感想吗?
With purpose and goal?
在这个目的跟目标上.
So, for example, if you're going to talk about, you know, the battle in the Valley of Elah,
所以如果你要讲这个以拉谷的战争,
then when you come up with that topic,
那你就选了这个题目,
you cannot help but to talk about Goliath, David and Goliath, right?
你就一定会讲到大卫跟哥利亚.
What else can you talk about in the valley?
因为在以拉谷的战争你还能讲什么呢?
The battle in the Valley of Elah, what else can you talk about?
除了大卫跟哥利亚还可以讲什么?
Not too much.
其实就没有很多。
So in other words, when we give a sermon leading Bible study,
所以我们在带领查经或是讲道的时候,
even Bible study, you must come with a topic.
就算是带领查经，我们必须也找出一个题目。
If you're leading Bible study, you yourself don't have a topic, and then when you lead Bible study, the Bible study will be all over the place.
如果我们在带领查经的时候没有自己没有准备一个题目，那这个查经就会很混乱。
You ever notice when you lead Bible study and then you when you go to some Bible study, you walk out, you have no idea what was the theme, what is the goal, what is the topic of that Bible study?
那你们有没有体验过参加一个查经之后走出来想说刚才到底发生什么，你根本不晓得这个题目这个主题然后这个教训是什么呢？
This means whoever lead this Bible study, actually they are not organized, right?
这就是说那个带领查经的那个人完全没有整理。
Okay, let's go to the last slide before we conclude.
那我们在结束之前看最后一个片。
Of course, when we talk about gather raw materials, right?
那再来我们就要去找材料。
We can use concordance, lexicon, and encyclopedia, right?
找材料的时候你可以用这个不同的圣经工具。
And of course, I mean, for example, like when we talk about the most important thing, don't try to assume, right?
那最重要的是说你不要自己去猜测。
For example, when you say, oh, a sparrow on the housetop, right?
比如说如果在讲这个屋顶上的麻雀,
and then we said, oh yeah, the sparrow on the housetop is, you know, it's just like members who are really depressed, right? By yourself on the housetop, right?
看到圣经里面讲说在屋上的这个麻雀，你就马上自己猜测说自己听在讲很寂寞的信徒。
And quite often, if we talk about certain things and the audience, they are experts on certain things, really, we must, you know, use it correctly, right? The definition of certain things, the saying of certain things, we must use it correctly. If not, those who are experts in certain things, they see us making mistakes in whatever we talk about, and then they don't want to listen to us the rest of the thing, right?
那时常如果我们想要运用任何这些材料或者什么知识的话，我们就要确定我们有用对东西，因为尤其如果在座的会众里面有任何在任何题目上或者任何东西上的专家，他们一听就知道我们讲错，就不想听。
Do you know what I'm talking about?
你们知道我在讲什么吗？
So I would, if we talk, yes, go ahead.
Like evolution.
Yes. Yes.
那就好像我们在讲到进化论的时候，通常讲到说，讲到进化论都是讲这个很普遍的一些东西，然后大部分的时候都讲错。Yes.
If we want to talk about evolution,
所以如果我们想要提到进化论，
we must read up on it.
我们必须先自己去做调查。
And to know what is evolution talking about?
我们要知道说这个进化论到底在说什么。
Because if a person really know, you know, the theory of evolution, then they listen to us speaking, and we make an all a mistake, and then they're not going to believe us when we talk about the word of God. Right?
因为如果有一个人真的很对这个进化论真的很有学问，那一听到我们在这边乱讲的话，他们就对神的道理没有兴趣。
What other things?
那还有什么东西需要去做研究呢？
And other religions is also very important.
这个其他的宗教也是我们要讲其他宗教的事情的话，也必须去做研究。
But I always use when we talk about Trinity, right?
因为我们在讲这个三位体的时候，
actually, we always think that Trinity believe in three gods. No.
我们总是认为说三位体是相信有三位神，但其实三位体这个教义不是讲。
Trinity they also believe in one God.
这个教义是也是相信一位神而已。
Three in one.
但是这个三位神。
But for us, we always think that they believe in three gods. No, that's not what they believe. But it comes down to it, they believe in three gods, right? But the theory is not they believe in three gods.
那虽然我们总是认为这个三位体的这个教义就是讲说有三位神，但是教义本身是试着解释说一位神，虽然他们这个教义到最后实际上是有三位神。
And the reason they came up with Trinity is to prove that God is one.
那他们创造了这个三位体论的原因，是因为想要来证明有独一真神。
So things like that, when we talk on the Pope and stuff, we must know what we're talking about.
所以我们在讲台上，如果讲任何这些题目的话，我们必须知道自己在说什么。
Especially, I mean, that's why you never hear me talk about engineering or scientific stuff. Because I don't have no idea those kind of stuff, right?
就好像你从来不会听到我讲任何。 科学上或是什么工程上一些东西，因为我对这些东西完全没有学问。
Because sometimes when I hear people, you know, hear our members talking about psychology and stuff like that, I'm just, for me, that's what I study, right? When I hear them talking, they're making so many mistakes, right? And what they say. Then for me, if I was a true seeker, hearing them talking about psychology and they're making all mistakes, then why would I listen to what they say about the Word of God, right? You get turned off already.
很多时候，如果听到其他信徒讲到的时候，讲到这个心理学任何东西的话，因为我本身就是在学心理学的，所以我一听到他们讲这东西，就知道他们讲错东西。然后，如果我是慕道者的话，我可能就不会想继续听了。
And nothing, don't use like racial joke or something like that, right?
那另外也要注意，we don't realize
that we really hurt so many people, right?
另外要注意一点，就是说讲到的时候不要讲这个种族上的一些笑话。 因为我们真的会伤害很多人。
But sometimes being Asian, we think only Asian people are listening, right?
但是有时候身为亚洲，我们会以为说观众只是亚洲人而已。
So when we talk about other races, I remember one time a minister saying that, oh, all Vietnamese people are lazy, right?
那如果讲到其他种族的话，就比如说有一次我记得有一个传道他讲到的时候，就讲到说所有的越南人都很懒惰。
So that was that's the first time that my wife came to church.
但是呢，刚好是我太太第一次来教会的那时候。
And she heard the, you know, a minister, a pastor, TJC saying all Vietnamese are lazy.
她就听到这个真耶稣教会的传道说，全部越南人都很懒惰。
And yeah, she was not happy.
那她很不高兴。
She's not happy, right? So I mean, maybe it's not a big deal. You say, okay, all Vietnamese are lazy. Maybe too, like, I don't know. But we should not say that kind of stuff, right?
那可能有时候大家会觉得这种玩笑可以开，但是我们不应该开这种玩笑。
That's why my wife tell me, Rudy, should stop saying, you know, does anything good come from China, right?
就好像这个我太太经常提醒我说，我不能总是开玩笑说这个中国还能出什么好东西。
And she said, you should stop saying that, right?
因为他就提醒我说，我不能开这种玩笑。
Because actually, if you know, maybe some member Chinese like mainland China, they will get upset.、Right?
因为很多中国大陆的信徒可能听到就会很生气。
Because for me, I say in a joke in a way, just like anything good from Bethlehem, right?
因为我有时候开这个题目这个玩笑是因为想要解释说，好像圣经里面他们会说这个伯利恒能出什么好东西呢？
Yeah, so I don't use that joke anymore.
所以我之后就没有再用这个笑话。
So we have to, when we give sermon or talk, we must care about the audience.
所以我们在讲到的时候必须体谅这个会众。
Yeah, one time a pastor said, I lay hand on, you know, when I was in Africa, I lay hands on some of the members and my hand got stuck in their hair.
那有一位传道他有一次在分享说，我在非洲的时候帮人按手，那我的手就粘到他们的头发上。
And their hair was very greasy.
他们的头发是非常的油腻。
And actually, when he was saying this, we have African American brothers and sisters sitting in the audience listening, right?
那这个传道在这样分享的时候，我们会众其实里面有一些这个非洲裔的这些信徒。
I see.You know, of course, maybe he's saying jokingly, but I see that, you know, that brother and sister got very hurt.
那虽然他可能分享的时候是半开玩笑的，但是其他这些非洲裔的弟兄姐妹就受到很大伤害。
And I remember one of the NYTS.
那我记得有一次这个青年神学班的时候
，The pastor said, you know, yeah, he was giving a story about how a sister she have zit all over her face.
那有一个传道他在分享一个故事，讲说有一个姐妹。这个满脸都是青春痘。
So when she was walking on the street,
所以她在路上走路的时候
，even though it was very dangerous, but no man want to, you know, right? There's no, she's not, she doesn't need to worry because there's no man gonna find her attractive because it zits all her face, right?
所以这个传道就分享说，这个姐妹在路上走路的时候，虽然这个地方很危险，但是她是很安全的，因为没有人会想要来伤害她。
And actually, because there's some sister in the audience have zit on their face, right?
但是刚好
and they got really upset.
刚好这个传道在开这个玩笑的时候，在座就很多很多这个姐妹，她们是脸上也很多青春痘，所以一听到的时候，她们就很生气。
That's why homiletics is an art of giving sermon. It is an art, right?
所以讲道学真的是讲道的艺术。
I'm sure I say many things wrong too, but all through these years I learn, right, not to say certain things.
那我也蛮确定说，我在这过去几年也说错很多话，但是我一直在学习。
Okay. So any thought, any question? Because tomorrow at 9 o'clock we're going to continue this.
那有任何问题吗？因为明天早上九点我们会继续这个题目。
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. 那我想加了一点，就是说，尤其我们现在讲到的时候，都有被录音，然后这些讲到都会放到网络上。就我最近也是会上网去听，几年的这个以前别人讲的这些道理。
No, you're exactly right.
所以这是很好的一点。
I think even sometimes I try to use some kind of testimony and stuff like that. Sometimes I have to control myself because why? Because even though I don't use their names and stuff like that.But if they listen to, because they can just go on the e-library, right, and listen to my sermon, they know, oh, he's talking about me.
So,
really, it's like that.
就连我现在我有时候讲到的时候，如果想要分享什么见证的话，我都会很小心。因为有时候就算没有用这个弟兄姐妹的名字的话，他们还是可以上网去听我所讲的这个道理，然后就知道我在讲他。
Because there's a certain story, it doesn't matter if you...You know, say in such a way, but they will know all you're talking about them, right?
你有些故事，不管你怎么去讲，这个在座人都会知道你在讲谁。
So sometimes I remember a couple of times I forgot they were recording, right?
那我记得有几次我忘记他们在录音。
And when I gave a sermon, I gave a testimony, right? And then I realized, oh no, then after the sermon, I got to go and tell more, please delete this whole sermon, right?
那我讲完道理,我必须赶快跑去跟这个音视人说,
because even though that testimony is not going to hurt anybody, but I feel that there's a chance as that person listened to it, they will be upset, right? Because we use it, and I use it in a way that is not positive, right? Like what the situations like that happened to them, right?
虽然这个见证本身不会伤害任何人，但是我那时候想说，至少有很小的几率说那个被讲到这个弟兄姐妹会感到不高兴，所以我还是请他们把这个删掉。And
so that's why for ministers nowadays to speak is very difficult.
所以对今天的传道者来讲，要讲到其实很困难。
And now it's very difficult to recycle your sermon, right? Everywhere you go, everybody can just listen to your sermon, then you go again, you got to recycle your sermon, right? It's very difficult.今天如果你想再重用这个一篇道理的话，真的很难，因为不管你走去哪里，其他人已经在网络上听过。 That's why when I go to Africa, I preach, I feel very, you know, I really feel very free, because you go to one spot, speak in that sermon, then the other people never heard your sermon before, right? You can go and speak. Right. But over here, it's not the same.
我去非洲工作的时候，都会感到比较自由，因为我在一个地方讲一篇道理的话，再跑去另外地点讲的话，他们绝对不会有听过。
My wife keeps telling me, you know, Rudy, you know how many times you told that testimony already?
所以我太太经常会提醒我说， Rudy, 你已经不晓分享这个见证分享几次了。
I say, I don't know, how do you upset? I have to tell the same testimony. I mean, I only can have so many testimony, right?
然后我就说抱歉，因为我自己的见证就是这么多而已，我不能再找新的。
And I know my wife for 19 years and 14 years in Christ. Of course, you're going to hear everything I have in my heart already, right? It's not like anything new.
因为我认识我太太已经19年，有14年在处理，所以我可以分享的，她都已经听过，我也不能分享什么新的。
And every time I see my nieces and stuff, every time I'm going to tell a story, they start laughing, say, "Oh, you tell that story again."
然后每次看到我的这些子女，我一要开始说故事的时候，他们就开始笑，因为他们已经知道说我要在讲什么故事。
So that's why once in a while you need to go to Africa, go somewhere, right? You get more story to tell, right?
所以我们才要每过一个时段可以跑去非洲，还是去哪里，有更多新的故事来分享。
Sister, you gonna say something? Yes. Let Daniel translate. Yeah.
那这几年前，我们教会有一大群这个非洲裔的信徒，非洲裔的这个弟兄姐妹，来我们教会接受真理，然后跟我们聚会也接受洗礼，然后就成我们教会的信徒。 那刚开始我们教会有很多信徒，并不是很快的适应说，这么快就有这么多其他种族的信徒。 那刚好有一次就有一个来协助这个圣工的这个传道，不是注目传道，但是这另外一个地方来的传道在台上就讲说神爱中国人。那因为这个传道讲了这句话，这些非洲裔的信徒就离开教会。 所以他们就没有意愿想要再回来。
They made a statement. They said that
But they look around, there is no other race.
Yeah.
So it must be a very hard church for other race to stay.
Yeah.
那最近几个月，也有一些非亚裔的这些中国人的这些慕道朋友来我们教会，他们就说他们很喜欢教会的真理，但是在教会里面看不到，不是有这个亚洲裔的这些信徒，就会觉得说那对其他人要来我们教会是很困难的。 那因为我是属这个教会，所以我知道说，如果任何人来我们教会，我们都是很热心的，很欢迎他们赶快进来。 但是我想说，可能我们就缺乏一些敏感度，让他们可以看到他们希望看到的。
Yeah, the first one that say, oh, God loves Chinese, right? And then, I mean, we can refrain from saying things like that, right?
至于刚才讲的第一点，当然我们应该要避免讲这些神爱中国人之类的这些句子。
But when they come here and see our church, we're all Asian, and then we cannot help. It's just the way it is. What are we going to do?
但是如果有朋友来到我们教会，看到说怎么都是亚洲人，其实我们 也不能做什么，因为我们就是亚洲人。
But what we need to do is to preach to others. But the thing is, it's like a catch 22. You preach to others, they come here to see you, we're full of Asian, and they leave. Then how can we have anybody else here?
但是我们必须要做的就是要去传福音。但是我们传福音的时候，有时候感觉好像我们就算传了福音，这些朋友来我们教会看到说教会都是亚洲人，他们就不想留。
But for me, preaching.
但是对我来说，如果我们用使徒行传作为样本，
all the breakthrough they did,
所有这个使徒行传的一些突破，
is through the Holy Spirit,
都是透过圣灵。
So for us, it's not being Asian that is, you know, crippling the evangelism.
所以对我们来说，我们这个阻碍这个福音的这个广这个不。
福音的步道并不是因为我们是中国人，我们是亚洲人。If we are, even though we are Asian, but we feel with God's Spirit, feel with God's love, people will be attracted to it.
因为就算我们是亚洲人，如果我们被神的灵充满了神的爱，大家还是会被我们吸引。
But let's look at, for an example, you're talking about, you know, yoga, for example.
比如像我们可以看这个瑜伽。
In the beginning, when you go to a yoga class, it's all Asian people.
刚开始你去上这个瑜伽课的话，可能瑜伽课里面。But
now, when you go to yoga class, who do you see?
但是现在，如果你去参加这种瑜伽课，你会看到。
A lot of Caucasian.
你会看到很多白人。
Why?
为什么呢？
Because before it's only with Asian, right?
因为本来只是亚洲人在做瑜伽。
And Buddhism, right?
那这个佛教也是一样。
Buddhism is an Asian religion.
佛教是个亚洲的宗教。
But you know, quite often I see many people devout to the faith, they're all Caucasian.
但是其实我看到很多对佛教很热心、很忠心的这些信徒，他们都是白人。
One lady I met on airplane.
有一次我在这个飞机上遇到一位女士。
She was on a waiting list for 2 years.
她已经 等了两年,
to go to some mountain in California and do Buddhism, right? And practice the enlightenment, right?
等了两年, 跑去这个加州其中一个这个山脉里面,
and you know how much they charge? $10,000.
一个这个佛教的庙, 那他为了要去那边,
and she had 3 kids.
要缴10,000块美金。
So she left with 3 kids, right? And hired someone to look at the 3 kids so she can go there for 1 month and pay $10,000 to meditate on some kind of mountain, right?
那这个女士，这个白人女士，她是有3位小孩，所以她为了要去这个加州一个庙里面。
But look at Hawaii Church. Hawaii Church. I've been there almost 10 years.
那我们看夏威夷教会，我在那已经快10年了。
Have we really baptized? Actually, Hawaii Church have the lowest baptism numbers.
那其实夏威夷教会是美国这个受洗几率这个受洗最低的。
Very few Asian there.
但是在夏威夷教会几乎没有亚洲人。
Most of them are local.
大部分都是本地人。
They eat, you know, Hawaiian food, Caucasian food, whatever you want to call it.
在教会中午都是吃这个夏威夷的食物，或是
They all speak English.
白人的食物，那我们讲的语言都是英语。
So then it should be much easier to evangelize, right?
是不是传道传教会比较简单呢？
I see. You know, Satan, he doesn't care what color we are.
但其实撒旦不管我们是什么种族颜色。
And if we don't, we are not filled with God's Spirit.
如果我们没有被神的灵充满
，then we have no power to win soul for Jesus Christ.
我们就没有任何能力可以为
基督徒赢
得灵魂。我们看《使徒行传》的话
，In the early years,
在早期的这些
，most of the members are who most members.
大部分的信徒是谁呢？在《使徒行传》里面，大部分的信徒是谁
？What kind of members they have?
他们是哪一种信徒
？Jews.
都是犹太信徒
，right? They're all Jews.
全部都是犹太人。
But so they preach to Jerusalem, Judah, and to Samaria. Even Samaria is only they have Jews and have Gentile, right?
那他们传福音从这个耶路撒冷到犹大全地到撒玛利亚，那就算到撒玛利亚里面一半都是犹太人。
But the Holy Spirit, you know, broke that ice, right?
但是我们看到圣灵就让他们突
破。Speak to Cornelius' household.
这个圣灵就传福音给哥尼流的一家人。
Then after that, you know, the gospel spread.
之后这个。这个福音就传开了。
They have a church in Antioch.
他们在安提阿就有教会。
So of course it's true. We must be more sensitive to other culture. That is very true.
所以我们对其他种族文化必须要更敏感，这是正确的。
Not only other culture, but also other people who are less fortunate than we are.
那不只是其他的种族文化，对其他这个社会背景不同的人也是一样。
I mean, really, if someone comes to church as true seeker, they dress well and they have money, have a good job, we pay a lot of attention to them. Really, it's true in our church.
因为在我们教会，我们经常看到说，如果一个慕道者进来穿得很整齐，然后有很好的工作，我们就会
好好的接待他。But if someone comes to our church, they don't have a really good job, You know, they are not well to do. Sometimes we neglect them.
但是如果有另外慕道者，他工作并不是很好呢，经济情况也不是很好，很多时候我们都忽略他们。
But this is not the way it should be.
但是不应该这样子。
That is the lack that we have in our church.
那这就是我们教会里面有的一些缺乏。
I showed you before. I mean, one time there's a homeless person come to our church.
那我跟大家分享过，有一次我们有一个这个无家可归的人
到我们教会。Spoke about love.
那我在讲台上在讲爱。
The minute he sat down, and everyone who sat around him just spread. They just moved to the other side. So obvious, right?
这个无家可归的慕道者一在会场里面一坐下，就很明显的所有的这其他信徒就避开他。
And as a pastor, when I saw that, I really shed tears.
那身为一个传道，我看到这个时候我就流泪。
Yeah, I mean he's very stinky. It's true.
因为他是身体是很臭。
But you can endure and not so you know so obvious that every single person who step in just disperse and sit on the other side. That's not love.
但是想要避免他不用这么故意的去做这么明显，这不是爱。
After I saw that, I have no strength to speak about love.
因为我看到这一幕之后，就没有力量再继续讲爱的事情。
So sister, we have a lot of work to do.
所以我们刚才姐妹分享的是正确的，我们还有很多需要去做的，我们必须去祷告。
And the more that we become like a Lucius Christ,
让我们越像我们的主耶稣基督
，the more we have manifest love,
我们就有越大的爱。
But now we have to do, you know, when come to sermon giving, right?
但是讲到这个讲道学的时候
，we must do our best not to use a certain word to offend other people.
我们必须尽力要来避免这些会冒犯其他人的一些言语。
The pulpit is used to edify brothers and sisters.
因为讲台是用来造就弟兄姐妹的。
The pulpit is to enlighten true seekers.To know to come Jesus Christ.
讲台是要让慕道朋友来认识主耶稣的。
The pulpit is not for personal gain.
讲台不是为了我们的
personal glory,
不是为我们私人的这个荣耀。
Anything has to do with personal is not on the pulpit.
任何跟私人有关的都不是在讲台上做的。
So may God help us. Let's kneel down, pray and give thanks.
愿神帮助我们，今天一起跪下祷告。
Dinner is here, ready, right, Jehua?
那晚餐已经到了。
Yeah, okay.It's here. We don't want to be too cold.
所以我们希望食物不要变得太冷。